Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, David Schuster. Thank you to Joe Ostrowski for having our updates today. Thank you to Jim Miller, Glennon guy. Thank you to Big Cat Williams for being on the show as well. Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys. Ray Diaz, thank you so much. Brian Gertz does a video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com. Tomorrow,
does he not have a television?
Tomorrow is Joe Madden Day.
That's the one question I didn't ask.
Joe Madden at noon tomorrow in his old haunt of Tampa Bay. Jeff Passan will be on tomorrow to talk baseball. Lombardi, not Tony Lombardi or Vince Lombardi or Ernie Lombardi, but Michael Lombardi. Michael Lombardi will be on tomorrow, as he is on Tuesdays. And Three Technique will check in with three cities, three stories around the sports universe.
Bernstein and Goff are here. Jason's rocking the Mitchapalooza t-shirt. You can see it at watch670thescore.com.
It starts today, gentlemen.
Yes, it does. Today. Yes, it did.
Yeah, I don't like wasting time in life, you know? And what's up, Steve?
It's a waste of time. Oh, dude.
What's up, Steve?
The whole thing. That's why I want to simulate. I want to simulate the whole damn Glennon portion of the
like
year.
I don't like wasting time in life. And I don't feel like being the smart, you know, deep thinking sports radio guy today. I'm just going to be the dude who wants to be entertained by something that you told me was going to be good. And if it's going to be good,
let's start it
right damn now. I feel like the fan base is discernible enough to understand that what's his fault and what isn't his fault and what's young quarterback, you know, maturation and all this other stuff. But if you're going to tell me the reason why you don't want to play the guys because it's not a soft landing spot, well, you were 3-13 last year. Cam Meredith is gone. Kevin White might not ever be the guy you wanted him to be. If you are holding out because a guard who – for some reason, keeps tap dancing on Instagram. Somebody needs to tell the Bears that Kyle Long is telling people that he's going to play week two, and he wasn't out there. So if you are waiting for a guard to start your jewel, to start the guy that you moved up one pick,
it can't be for that reason.
Well, I'm just getting rid of all the other stuff.
Well, the big one's gone. What got vaporized was the he takes care of the ball argument.
That was no good from Jump Street.
Of course he wasn't. But the tent pole of their argument was care and management and being
and
low
trash get around his feet. He started doing Charleston immediately.
Right.
That's when I got mad this morning, Bernsey's, when we listened back. We've got about a minute 40 of it of John Fox. I know he's going to talk in a minute here, but a minute 40 of him like telling you that you didn't see a quarterback that killed his team. Telling you that there's a lot of other people, and he making excuses for the interception. Didn't even mention one of the picks he's talking about.
He blamed it on Bellamy. He said Bellamy's route was bad.
Yeah, and he didn't even mention the Deion Sims one. That coach is should be embarrassed for sending you a line of garbage last night about the quarterback. That's when I got mad. Not watching it, but when I heard the coach lie to me.
He's one of the worst coaches that I have experienced in my watching football life in this city. And you can give me Mark Trestman all you want. Mark Trestman lit it up for 1 year before they came back and got his ass. The NFL was like, oh, this is what you're doing. Get your ass out of here. This is going to be the third straight season this man has started 0-3. And you can mark this one down because ain't nothing happening with the Steelers outside of a plane accident or a bus crash that's going to make them lose this game coming up this week.
Oh, they're starting 0-4 at a minimum. They're not winning in Green Bay on a short week.
I'm just talking about his record of 0-3,
yeah.
Starting that 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
Talking about John Fox here. And I'm not the coach fire dude. I don't scream for that all the time. But I'm still, and I asked it last year. I asked it when we talked about his speech. What does he do? If you're the guy that's the coachy Coachington, can't have Danny Trevathan embarrassing you out there.
You can't have Tariq Cohen doing that.
Well, Tariq Cohen was out there. That's one of those rookie mistakes that'll never happen again, probably. And that will get you beat in that moment. You know, like we see him all the time. Like, aha. He thought this wasn't the NFL just now, and it gets you beat.
Right, they overcame one turnover.
Yeah,
they're not overcoming four in the first half.
I mean, and you're not overcoming extending drives with an offense. By the way,
if this is
week
penalties.
Four, that's a 45-7 loss. This is week one for them.
Right, of course. Yeah,
Jameis Winston was decent. He wasn't great. I didn't think he was good at all.
He missed some open guys.
He missed DeSean Jackson, deeper than the deepest. Quentin Demps, by the way, anytime he wants to make a tackle, feel free to do so. He did it three times yesterday. I think it was lost in the haze of everybody understanding how bad the game was. You go back and watch what Quentin Demps did this morning, and it's awful. All right, you look at the Charles Sims play where Jameis missed him when he had a linebacker on a wheel route and beat his ass down the field, and he overthrew it. That game is 45-7 with a little fine tuning and a little bit more sharp, a little bit more efficient play from their offense. That there is no reason, and I love everybody that's been giving me all the reasons, and they haven't given me a good enough one. I'm not a time waster. There is no reason why Mitch Trubisky should not be starting here coming up. And I know all the people who want to, tell me, the offensive line, it's never going to be perfect enough.
That's what they'll tell you. That the offensive line sucks. They can't run the ball.
They have terrible receivers. So what? They're right. It doesn't matter. I'm with you. I said it all show. Immediately after the game, I was like, okay, let's account for everything that's going on here, understand the timetable. And even the dumbest person involved have to know the timetable's accelerated.
Right.
But then after I wrote a thing and I sat back, and then when I heard all the John Fox quotes trickling in, then I just started to really understand.
He's trying to staple wins onto a career that he knows is coming to an end.
Fans are getting played. Getting played by him, and when he doesn't want to pull the pin on the grenade that ends his coaching career.
That's what it is.
That's all it is. He knows that he should pull this pin because it's in the best interest of the Bears. He doesn't give a damn about the Bears.
And they're not going to fire him midseason, though. They're not going to fire him midseason because the Bears don't do that. So he understands that, too.
I think Ryan Pace and John Fox are lockstep on not playing Mitch for a while here.
No way.
I think Ryan Pace is going to ultimately make the decision to play him. I think he plays sooner than everyone's giving him credit for.
We all know John Fox is fired.
Because I think Ryan He is fired.
Ryan Pace. John Fox sounded like a guy doing his bidding.
Not from what I'm hearing.
No, I mean we've been on the outlook for like them being in disagreement.
They don't get along.
I think Ryan Pace philosophically believes that Mitch needs to wait, and that decision has been made, and you won't see him until week five at the beginning.
He believes that because if he does believe that, it's because he wants to make sure that this is his career that he's stapling this kid to. But now, like you said, the timetable has been accelerated. I don't think he gives a damn about John Fox.
He shouldn't, which is why I think that they might fire him midseason.
The Bears don't do it.
I know the Bears don't do it, but they're empowering this general manager to do something that this Bears team has never done before.
They traded up and drafted a quarterback higher than they ever have before. That's a button that people above Ryan Pace push. That you don't just say, hey, I'm firing this guy, and they go, oh, okay, cool. No, that doesn't go down.
I don't think firing Fox solves anything either, but I think that Ryan Pace has been empowered as the general manager.
Which you argued time and time again, Bernsey, about how Ryan Pace has been empowered. Mm-hmm. He's the one deciding that Mitch Trubisky doesn't play for a while. What is a while? At least 4 weeks, maybe it's 8 weeks until the bye. He threatened it to be the whole year, and everybody's like, oh, no, look, we all want Mitch to get in there, but Pace doesn't want him in there, at least for a while.
He has to say those things because of the soft-ass quarterback that he signed, too, that everybody was okay with for a couple of days.
I hope that Glennon sucks enough that it forces them to do it earlier than they were going to, but they're sitting on it.
I just hope it's inevitable.
This portion of the season was freaking inevitable, and Ryan Pace is...
I don't have to root for him to suck, though. I just want him to be himself. I'm cool with him being himself, because who he is will push Mitch Trubisky to the forefront. And when you designate a number two pick overall as your number two quarterback,
that means anytime something happens,
he is ready. And yesterday wasn't the time because that defense was angry. And of course, I have no problem not playing him yesterday.
Give the guy a week of prep, I'm not good with that now.
Then he shouldn't be your number two.
Quarterbacks play poorly in the NFL and don't get benched all the time.
He should be your number two because he's not running scout team.
He ran some scout team this past week. They've spoken out of both sides of their mouth on what he's actually doing in practice. I think he's doing both, frankly, but that's not open to the media.
He is doing both. Both he and Sanchez are doing both, and they could have done that if he was the number two or the number three. I think the number two is a PR move to like, oh, yeah, here we go. He's your number two quarterback. But if they're not going to play him until it's perfect, then he can't be your number two.
It's got to be more than a PR move because your number three isn't active. So once you put him in, you can't put anybody else in the game. Mm-hmm. So it's more than a PR move. When you designate that 46 or 47, I don't know what it is for game day now, 46.
I believe. No, I hear you.
46 plus the third quarterback.
When you designate that, that means that person is next in line, and if you don't play him, then nobody – yeah, you're going to be out there with a wide receiver if Mark Sanchez gets
hurt. I don't think Pace wants to play him for a while, and I get what they're doing. I just don't want to watch it. That's the this portion of the year was coming. I just don't want to see it.
This is all fluid, but as I currently understand the dynamic, Pace and Fox have only had an arm's length relationship. There's only been a detente, a working understanding of who does what. All Fox does is bitch about everything. Nothing's ever right. He's very difficult to work with, and we know for a fact that this is it for Fox. This is it. He's not going to be the coach of the Bears next year. We know this. So at some point, Ryan Pace has to understand that John Fox playing for his record or playing for victories or playing for whatever in his mind he's playing for cannot be the interest of the Chicago Bears. But so it's a matter of...
There's one piece I feel like you're missing. Isn't it possible, if not probable, that it's actually in John Fox's best interest to win games this year by playing Mitch Trubisky?
But that's not going to happen, though.
In John Fox's best interest.
Trubisky is better than him.
Yeah, but
Mike Glennon is awful.
He's a better.
Period.
He's awful. He's a better prospect.
Or he might lose games differently.
Yeah,
he might. But
that's why you can't compare it to the Texans situation.
But Fox will never see that. Fox is anathema to him. The idea of a rookie quarterback, the instability, the lack of small C conservatism in that, Fox cannot comprehend that being in his own best interest.
But what do you think?
Even if you can argue that it might be.
If they had to win next week, and obviously I think that they lose to the Steelers with either of them, but you have to beat Pittsburgh next week. Your life depends on it. Who do you want playing quarterback?
I'll take high risk, high reward.
Me too.
And the entertainment value, just to want to watch.
I've divided this into thirds. I think that's the most important third for me.
The entertainment value?
Is what I want to watch.
Sure.
I listen, if you're going to tell me that you
but
have
that's not
to
what they should prioritize,
close,
obviously.
No, I can dig it, but yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm not,
for
their
sure.
Best interest doesn't, you know, didn't behoove me at all. If they suck, people going to listen.
I'm with you.
You know, so I just don't like watching them spin their wheels. And as soon as the game is over, you got it ready. You got it ready with what he didn't do wrong,
that's
what he did do wrong. And you don't do that for anyone else.
You're right.
He said,
I got to watch the tape on anything that could have possibly been a Glennon criticism. But everything else, he was happy to say.
You have to watch the tape on Jarrell Freeman's concussion. when you told people that he couldn't get he had marbles in his mouth, he couldn't get the call out. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to wait to
that
tell
happened
people.
Monday, in fairness. We're going to
hear John Fox.
That was insane.
Look, we're going to carry his press conference live in just a few minutes.
That should be glorious.
I just hope they put it to him, because some of what happened yesterday and some of the way John Fox tried to spin this, as you're mentioning, is really not justifiable. Why is this position? Why do you make excuses for Mike Glennon when everybody knew he sucked? And I know, like, I don't want to step on people. People have jobs. There's some good reporters in that room, but this is a day. This is a day on the Bears beat where you set this thing up and you hunt like a pack of wolves. And you work together to try to make this guy explain the unexplainable.
Well, they tried for about five or six questions in a row yesterday, and he didn't go there. So we'll see what he does today.
You can storm off with this. You know, if that last question comes four questions in, you know it's getting a little hot in there. And hey, it's right there for you though. Like I feel like sometimes you and I talked about this, how like we've taken this to the next level of higher brow conversation, and all of a sudden we start out thinking ourselves. It's right there for you. The man is a backup quarterback. You said that he was going to be a backup, a starter.
They said
until he showed that he was a backup.
So how long is that?
What are we doing?
And the fact that they're not counting this as the first time he's shown it to you is despicable.
So you're gonna tell me that Tom Compton is going to get healthier, that Kyle Long all of a sudden is going to start playing with injuries. By the way, people start asking questions about that.
Yeah.
At what point are you going to be healthy enough that you want to play? And I never thought I'd hear somebody call him 100%, but it's getting very close to that.
I think Pace wants a
rookie. Let's go.
Wants a rookie quarterback to sit, and that's just the way it's going to be.
This is way more entertaining than what the hell we're going to listen to in 15 minutes.
It is 46 total now, by the way. That third quarterback
46,
thing
right?
is not there anymore,
okay.
though. As the extra roster spot. So my bad on that.
No,
correction.
No.
But John Fox coming up. It's Burstein and Goff on the score.
Oh, O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.